talk about some of the other things that have been in the news. Of course, there was some comments recently that President Trump, on one of his tweets, directed at four of the Democratic congressional members, the four women that have been outspoken and in the media, I guess, a lot, and that type of thing. And that ultimately resulted in a few other comments from Senator Ernst, and then you commented to Senator Ernst. And I think that Republicans are hoping that there's no animosity between you and Senator Ernst, I guess. So your thoughts on, comments on that?
Well, first thing, I'm hoping the same thing, that there's not animosity between the two of us. You know, our friendship goes back a long time. And Joni Ernst and I met at the airstrip in Kuwait City when she picked me up there to escort me to, escorted me to Camp Arifjan, where I met with the 1168th the Transportation Unit. It was deployed over there, and she commanded that company. From there, I went to Red Oak and visited her little four-year-old daughter and her former husband, Gail, and reported back to Joni and what the family life was like, which looked good. And I let her know that. And so we've stayed in touch all that time. And there's different forces at play. And I think she's concerned about re-election. And that might have some influence on the comments she's made. But I wanted to make sure that we don't get a rift between President Trump and Senator Ernst, and, well, Steve King for that matter. But I know that President Trump doesn't take that criticism without firing back. And I believe that was on the verge of that blowing up. And if it did, it could be very, very damaging. So I was careful in the words that I parsed, and the design was to, let's put an end to this. And I said, when I was challenged in a town hall meeting in Ames just a week ago yesterday, they said, "What, you condemn President Trump's racism?" Well, first of all, what I read wasn't racism. He didn't reference race in any way that I could discern out of that language at all. It was defined as, but it didn't exist as racism. Furthermore, I said, I'm not going to throw gas on that fire. There's nothing constructive unless you want to tear down the administration and hobble the progress that's being made by the Trump administration. So I think we ought to be looking at what Donald Trump has been able to accomplish, what he's seeking to do. We shouldn't be charging style points against him and thinking that and letting that handcuff and tie down the good that's coming from this president. I look at the policy. I want the right policy. I want to be as constitutional as we can be. I want to get now to a balanced budget, and I voted against that budget deal because of that. I want our foreign trade to be expanded. I want to finish the Chinese trade deal. That's a little longer and a lot harder, but I want our military to be strong. I want to protect life, and I want this family to be strong. If I want the whole world to have the wholesome life we have right here in Plymouth County. And that's where I will always push towards the policy that brings those things about. And I want to stay away from that bickering that ties us down.
Okay.